Graphic Audio presents an original story of James Axler's Deathlands. Deathlands number 132. Feeding Frenzy. The morning training session in Civic Square in Wellington was going better than expected for Ryan and Christy. More people of all ages had shown up than they'd anticipated, and everyone was eager to learn so far. They'd all been happy to leave their suicide vests out of the training zone too, tucked away in a building where stray weapons fire wasn't likely to set them off accidentally. There was still no sign of Maisie and her supporters, but Ryan and Christy had to hope they'd come around eventually. And if they didn't see the light before the roadshow moved on, at least the more flexible locals would be trained enough to educate them as needed before the invasion.
Any questions? You said you were going to talk about the advantages of detachable magazines over clip-fed internal ones.
That's right, we did, thanks. Detachable magazines are superior, in my experience. Ryan, how many times have we had stripper clips jam in the middle of a firefight?
Too many. Detachable mags are always more reliable.
Assuming a certain baseline of quality manufacture, right? If some lowlife cobbled them together in his makeshift machine shop, they can be completely worthless and will likely get you chilled.
At which point, your assault rifle is good for exactly one thing.
Clubbing the enemy, if he or she doesn't blow your brains out first.
Suffice it to say, we've both done our share of rifle clubbing, haven't we, Christy?
More than our share. The Deathlands is lousy with shitty counterfeit ordnance.
But you're both still alive, so the clubbing must have worked. Can you recommend any particular grips or swings?
Just grab the barrel and swing the butt at your enemy's head. Usually I do it while running and howling like a maniac.
To unnerve your opponent?
Oh yeah, that's why. School's over. Grab your gear and hoof it. Fire blast. Sounds like a real shit show over there.
I'm guessing that spotty shield is to blame.
I just hope it's not the big one. I hope the damn thing hasn't completely given up the ghost yet.
They raced through the streets with their mob of students close behind. As they got closer, more locals darted out of doorways and cross streets, some toting guns, all clad in suicide vests.
Damn it! We got too many human bombs in the middle of this.
You think that's what those explosions were?
Just keep them back. Establish a perimeter and keep the vests out of it.
I'll do my best, lover.
Christy veered off and faced the approaching mob.
Everybody hold up! If you're wearing a vest, stay back!
As Christy held the line, Ryan charged around the last corner and came face to face with a battle at hand. Storming across the street with a vast green park at their backs, six fighters in tattered fleet garb blasted away with automatic assault rifles, firing at a rank of four vest-wearing locals running toward them. As Ryan watched, one of the runners caught a bullet. He went up in a burst of shrapnel and body bits. That explosion set off another runner 10 feet away, which in turn triggered a third blast in the terrible chain reaction. The shockwave kicked Ryan off his feet and into a fire hydrant.